Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. You probably know that a fantasy is something you make up out of your imagination. In music, a fantasy started out the same way, a piece that musicians made up as they went along. These days, improvising, composing as you play, is mostly done by jazz musicians. But in the Renaissance, when the name fantasy or fantasia first got attached to compositions, classical performers were encouraged to go with whatever inspiration came to them. It was almost considered cheating to write down a fantasy. Johann Sebastian Bach originally called that piece a Fantasie, German for fantasy, but then he changed the title to Invention. Same thing. In England, they often shortened fantasy to fancy. In Spain or Italy, they called it a Fantasia, and in French, Fantaisie. Sometimes a fantasy became the beginning of a whole suite. In the 19th century, instead of making up the melodies themselves, composers started to build fantasies out of pre-existing tunes. Max Bruch used folk tunes he picked up on a trip to the British Isles in his Scottish fantasy. Pablo de Sarasate, a Spanish violinist, based a fantasy for his instrument on themes from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen, which is set in Spain. Another Spanish fantasy, by Joaquin Rodrigo, uses old dance melodies in a new arrangement for guitar and orchestra, the Fantasía para un Gentilhombre, or Fantasia for a Gentleman. French composer Marcel Grandjani took a bit of melody from a Haydn symphony and wrote a fantasy for harp. The granddaddy of all fantasies is one by Beethoven, who loved to break musical rules. It used to be that fantasies were just for instruments. Beethoven started out this fantasy with a piano. But he wound up having an orchestra and chorus join in. In spite of the fact that the pianist does most of the work, that's known as Beethoven's choral fantasy. Ralph Vaughan Williams named several of his pieces fantasy, or fantasia. But even though the fantasia on Greensleeves opens with a fanciful little flute lick, the piece actually follows a musical form, ABA. There's a melody, the A tune, a second melody, labeled B, and then the first A melody again. The A tune is the folk song Greensleeves. The B section in the middle is based on another folk song, Lovely Joan. After that, the A tune returns, more greensleeves. Ralph Vaughan Williams lived during a great period for English composers. Next week, music by some of his teachers and friends. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.